Chapter 12. Now after Antiochus made war on Philippos and killed him, Honiah, the son of the chief priest, who had been left a mere child when his father Honiah had died, saw that the king had slain his uncle Menelaus and had given the chief priesthood to Eliakim. Therefore, Honiah fled from Antiochus, and coming to Alexandria, he was graciously received by Ptolemy, surnamed the Mother Lover, the king of Egypt. About the time when Demetrius marched into Media and was defeated by Arshak, king of Persia, Honiah saw that Judah was being ravaged by the Macedonians and their kings. Out of a desire to acquire for himself eternal fame and glory, he determined to send to King Ptolemy and Queen Cleopatra, requesting authority from them to build a temple in Egypt similar to the one at Jerusalem, and to appoint Levites and priests of his own race. The chief reason he desired to do so was because he was encouraged by the words of the prophet Isaiah. This prophet had foretold that a temple to the Most High God would certainly be built in Egypt by a Judean. In that day, 5 cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear by Yahweh of hosts. One will be called the City of the Sun. In that day, there will be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to Yahweh at its border. And it will be a sign and a witness to Yahweh of hosts in the land of Egypt, when they cry out to Yahweh against their oppressors, and he sends them a savior who will go down and deliver them. Then Yahweh will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know Yahweh in that day. And they will offer sacrifices and oblations. Indeed, they will fulfill the vows which they make to Yahweh. Therefore, being excited by these words, Honiah desired permission to build a temple in Heliopolis, which translated is City of the Sun, and to worship God after the manner of his fathers. Owing to the hatred Ptolemy bore toward Antiochus, Honiah assured Ptolemy,
"If you comply with my proposal, I will make the Judeans your ally."
For Honiah knew that the Judeans would still be embittered against Antiochus for having sacked their temple at Jerusalem, and that they would be more amicably disposed towards him. He also knew that many of the Judeans would come over to him for the sake of religious toleration. And when the king promised to do what was in his power, Honiah wrote the following letter to Ptolemy and Cleopatra.
"Many and great are the services which I have rendered to you in the affairs of the war, by the assistance of God, when I was in Cilicia and Phoenicia, and when I came with the Judeans of Leontopolis in the province of Heliopolis, and to other places where our nation is settled. And I have found that most of them have temples contrary to what is proper, and that on this account they are ill-disposed toward one another, as is also the case with the Egyptians, because of the multitude of their temples and their varying opinions about the forms of worship. Now I have found a most suitable place, in the fortress whose name is derived from Bubastis of the Fields, which abounds with various kinds of trees and is full of sacred animals. Therefore, I beg you to permit me to cleanse this holy place, which belongs to no master and is in ruins, and to build a temple there to the Most High God after the likeness of the one at Jerusalem, and with the same dimensions. I desire to do this on behalf of you and your wife and children, in order that the Judeans who dwell in Egypt may be able to come together in mutual harmony and be subservient to your interests. For this is indeed what the prophet Isaiah foretold. There will be an altar to Yahweh in the midst of Egypt. And he prophesied many other such things concerning this place.
Induced by this proposal, and having placed the blame for the sin and transgression against the law on the head of Honiah, the king and his sister and wife Cleopatra wrote the following letter in reply.
King Ptolemy and Queen Cleopatra to Honiah, greetings. We have read your petition, in which you have asked that permission be granted for you to cleanse the ruined temple in Leontopolis and the province of Heliopolis, called Bubastis of the Fields. Therefore, we wonder if it will be pleasing to God for a temple to be built in a place so wanton and so full of sacred animals. But since you say that the prophet Isaiah foretold this long ago, we grant you permission, if this may be done in accordance with the law, so that we may not appear to have sinned against God in any way.
So Ptolemy gave Honiah the tract, 180 stadia away from Memphis, in the province of Heliopolis. And he took over the place, and erected a fortress, and built his temple, which was not like the one in Jerusalem, but was smaller and poorer, and resembled a tower of huge stones to the height of 60 cubits. The altar, however, made in imitation of that in the home country, adorned the building with similar offering, with the exception of the fashion of the lampstand. For instead of making a lampstand, he had a lamp wrought of gold, which shed a brilliant radiance, and was suspended by a golden chain. The sacred precincts were entirely encompassed with a wall of baked brick, though the gates were of stone. And Honiah found some Judeans of his own kind, together with priests and Levites to minister there. Moreover, the king assigned him an extensive territory as a source of revenue, that both the priests might have abundance, and that there might be a large provision for the service of God. Yet, in all this, Honiah was not actuated by honest motives, but rather, his aim was to rival the Judeans at Jerusalem. For because of his exile, he harbored resentment against them. Accordingly, he hoped that by erecting this temple, that he would draw away a great number of them to himself. Later, Ptolemy, the mother lover, and his consort, Cleopatra, entrusted their entire realm to Judeans, and placed their entire army under the command of Judean generals, Honiah and Dositheus.